We thank you, Lord, for the month of September, the year 2021. We thank you for life. We thank you for your love and your mercies. In the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe, here to give prophetic decrees and declarations for the month of September, year 2021. I will do it differently as I've been led by the Spirit. This month, today, I will first give a prayer of standing in the gap for you. And I will do a prayers to command the month of September. And I will give 17 decrees and declarations. As I stand for you in the gap, if you believe in the word that I pray, just say amen. I begin by wishing you the most beautiful things in this new month of September, the year 2021, as you aspire for the hope of God in your life. May you be loved by everyone through grace. That grace of God that is over your life. May the blessing of the Lord be blended with your success in this new month. May you rise above every problem that sticks to your destiny. I pray for you and I say that you are my family in Christ Jesus. And for this reason, I just want to see you happy in this month of September. May the Lord bless you with endless joy in this special month. As you look up to your daily need, I pray that your hands should reach them in the name of Jesus. I just want to wish you an awesome new month. I just want to make sure that I say a happy new month to you and your household. I am wishing you a fantastic new month that will come with a remedy to your past pains. I pray to God right now for you so that He can honor you beyond your wildest imaginations. May the success that has no limit locate you in this month of September, in the name of Jesus. I pray that Jehovah God fulfills all your heart's desires. In Jesus' name. May your days in this month of September, the year 2021, be crowned with lots of success and prosperity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I will now impart on you a prayer to command the month of September. As I pray this prayer, I want you to pray with me. What I speak, you speak. By faith, you believe in the word, and so shall it be for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of this month of September. I praise you for bringing us safely to this month. I appreciate you for keeping us through the past months. I praise you, for you will keep us safe all through other coming months. May glory and honor, the praises are unto you forever and ever. O Lord, you have begun a good work in my life. You are protecting and providing for me. You are blessing and healing me. I thank you because you bring your works to completion in my life. I praise you, Lord, for what you have done. I praise you, Lord, for what you are doing. I praise you, Lord, for what you will do. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing I have received and for every blessing I will receive in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my life, over my family, over my home, over my spouse, over my children, over my career, over my company, over our church, over this environment, and over the community where I live, over the buildings where I live, and over everything that concerns my life. May the blood of Jesus Christ speak on my behalf all through this month of September and the remaining part of this year. By the blood of Jesus, I decree that I shall be protected, preserved, healed, strengthened, restored, lifted out of darkness. By the blood of Jesus Christ, I shall be saved and continue to rejoice in you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I enter into the last quarter of this year, I declare your word that it shall be with the best quarter I have ever had. You said that better is the end of a thing than the beginning. My God. Oh Lord, guide me, lead me, inspire me, direct me, empower me, and instruct me to walk in your will all through this remaining quarter of the year 2021. May I only embark on projects, Abba Father, relationships and activities that you have put in line with your will for my life in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, visit my family this month. Let my marriage, my children, my relationships, my finances speak forth your glory this month in the name of Jesus. This month, Lord, empower me by the Holy Spirit and brood upon my thoughts, words, and actions. Guide my character and attitude to bring glory to your name before the world in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of you, the living God. Father God, you visit the earth and cause it to overflow. Hallelujah. You greatly enrich it with thy stream full of water, so that its grain will yield for me, a mere mortal. Therefore, Lord, visit me and enrich me and my family with thy wisdom and power that may yield prosperously for thy good in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, my Lord and Savior, I come against every evil plan in this month of September and all through the remaining part of this year. Abba Father, I bind every evil messenger released to bring frustration and death upon me and my family. I therefore send them back to the abyss by power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Abba Father, I pray thee that I shall not, neither any of my family members, die before our time, because your goodness, O God, in this land of the living shall prevail. We will labor, Abba Father, me and my household, and eat of the fruits of this labor of obedience. We shall build and live peacefully in our homes, in the name of Jesus. Hear me, O month of September. You are meant for my good. You will bring me peace. You will bring me answers to my prayers. And you will bring me prosperity to my efforts. You will be my best month ever. For the Lord is working in you, leading me through you, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making this month of September a blessed month for me and my household. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, go forth and put down the decrees and declarations for this month. Again, as in the beginning, firstly, I want to congratulate you on being among the lucky ones to see this glorious month. The gift of life cannot be exaggerated. Today is the second day of the month of September. Every new month carries new blessings, and so does it carry new challenges. I therefore, as God's oracle, now decree and declare that this month, Lord, that you will grant me the grace to draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that I have received more grace and power to work diligently for you in this new month in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Lord, that no weapon fashioned against me and my family shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you, Holy Ghost, has bound every prince of Persia that may want to tamper with my blessings this month in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that wherever my name and that of my family is being mentioned for evil, you shall fight on my behalf according to Exodus 14:14 in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that I have the power and mandate to come against every plan of the devil concerning my life and that of my family in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every evil arrow that may have been fired towards me and the family is sent back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every power of darkness holding down my destiny is rendered useless right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that even when we tread upon serpents and scorpions in this month, they shall have no power, Lord, my God, over us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the Holy Spirit shall guide and direct every aspect of my life this month in the name of Jesus. Every word uttered contrary to your promise concerning my life and that of my family shall be nullified right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as a child of God Most High, I will be guided by the Holy Ghost through trials and temptations that I may face this month perfectly so in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no plague of the enemy, my God, is permitted to come near me and my family this month in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, I and my family members shall not die prematurely in the month of September 2021. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that sickness is not permitted in my home. In Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare that your fire, Lord, will continue to burn in my house and around my home as a hedge of divine protection. I decree and declare that I and my home are for Christ, and He dwells in us according to Joshua 24, verse 15. with these decrees and declarations, I believe beyond doubt by faith that so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen and amen. Shalom.